reminder to media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning. We now welcome on the call the head coach of the New Hampshire Wildcats, Ricky Santos. Good morning, Coach Santos.
How you doing, Rob? Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being with us. An exciting game on Saturday for your team. You pull out a 27-24 win over Rhode Island. Your first win, get to do it at home in a conference game. Just give me an idea of what that meant to you and just your impressions of your team's performance.
Sure, yeah. Obviously, it means a lot. It's always tough to get the first one to start a season. It's always tough to win in this conference. I thought we played extremely well in all three phases for the first time, all year. It was a complete game. Defensively, I thought we ran the ball really well. We made our strain grade. We tackled a very explosive offense well. Much better job of stripping at the ball. We created the one turnover. We got another couple balls out that we didn't get. And then offensively, we ran the ball extremely well, protected the quarterback with only one sack, and we did a much better job. We were 4-for-4. We finished in the red zone. So I think those things were really important. Then obviously special teams, we created an X play. We won the field position battle. And then Jason Hughes came up huge with that game winner. He had two in the game. So all three phases showed up on Saturday.
Got an immediate question in queue if you'll get that for us, Hillary.
You do have a question from Justin McIsaac, UNH Radio.
Hey, Coach. Just wanted to get your thoughts on what it meant to the team and really the development of Max Brosmer to lead a game-winning drive like that, just his second start. But, the poise to lead the team down the field, getting field goal position in a game that looked like it might have been getting away from you guys with a 14-point lead going into the fourth.
Yeah, I mean, there's two things there. It's going forward, we need to do a better job of putting teams away. We had two 14-point leads that we squandered on. But I think it gives us a ton of confidence in our offense that we have the ability to close teams out. And I know, looking at it a year ago, defensively, we were as strong as we've been. We didn't do a good enough job closing games out. So to give us that momentum and that confidence in the offensive side of the ball, I think it's only going to pay dividends going forward.
And just one other. It seemed like the gameplay was to keep the really tough wide receivers in front of the defensive backs, not get beat over the top. I guess A, was that the plan, and B, were you happy with the way they executed? Obviously, those guys got their yards, but trying not to get beat over the top for X play seemed like it was the modus operandi.
It was. I mean, they have three just three dynamic playmakers out wide, and we just felt like we didn't want them to be able to beat us with just one play chunks and throw the ball over our head for a touchdown. So it was a bend but don't break defensive game plan. I thought we did a really good job tackling, keeping them in front, and obviously, those guys did get their yards. And but overall, we ran the football really well, and we played extremely hard and we competed. So it was a good team win.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from Christopher Heidel, Herb FM Sports Radio.
Hi, Coach Ricky. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Yourself?
No, not bad. Just talk about last week. What was it like? I saw a story that Coach Max showed up sometime last week to watch practice. What did that mean for your team and for you, knowing that he's still going to try to get himself back to the program? I know he's still dealing with health issues, but what was it like having him there for a minute or a couple hours at practice?
Just to see him just kind of re-energizes everybody. I mean, he's the reason myself, all of our players came to a school like the University of New Hampshire is to play for a legendary coach like himself. He means the world to us. He's why this program is nationally recognized. So just getting him there, it just kind of builds our energy. It gives us the why, behind our performance, and just means a little bit more to have him there. And we wanted to make sure we put forth a good effort to make him proud on Saturday.
And you're playing a Duquesne team that beat Towson last year in the playoffs. What do you see getting ready for that team? Because they're pretty good out of that Northeastern Conference.
Oh, they're extremely physical, explosive football team. Obviously, 2018 NEC championship team. They were a playoff team. They go down and beat Towson at their place. So, we know that this team's as good as anybody we're going to face all year. They like to run the football. They have an explosive running attack, led with an All-American type player in A.J. Hines. And then defensively, for us offensively, what we have to go against. Last year, they were number one in total defense in their conference. And they do a really good job on special teams as well. So I think they're a complete football team. They're going to play hard. So for us, it's just, you know, continue to progress in the run game and lean on that, and then, you know, do a little bit better job than we have in the first couple weeks of, you know, making some plays in man coverage. They're gonna blitz a little bit, and they're gonna match their athletes on the perimeter. So we're gonna have to make some contested catches and some explosive plays through the air.
Well, good luck this week in the game.
Thank you very much,
Ricky. I want to ask you one more about Max. How big was that play? Being able to hit the big play to Malik on the second play of the game to get off to the start, and then when you send him out there in that tie game with 60-70 yards in front of him, how confident do you feel like he was in him being able to execute that? How much does that help in his growth maybe down the road?
Yeah, sure. I mean, we put our kids in 2-minute situations, you know, on Sundays and Wednesdays, and just we're going to paint a picture of what the scenario is, how many points we need, a field goal, a touchdown. And we constantly want to put those guys in that mindset. So if it shows up on Saturday that he has the ability to take a deep breath and execute, and he did a really good job of taking some underneath throws early on, and then, you know, getting them in a coverage where we felt like we could get the ball in the middle of the field. You know, he read the defense perfect and put a good ball on Brian Espinette right there. And you look at a guy like Malik Love in that situation, you know, was so unselfish. He knew he had a clear out route, but he ran it to completion to open him up. And then the first part, to be able to start the game with an explosive play, and the guy, a senior leader for Malik Love and us, to be able to outrun the defense, that gives us a ton of spark and confidence to start those things off.
Kind of lost in some of those big pass plays you had was the fact that your team ran for 229 yards. Evan Gray with 123 of them, it was able to break a couple of big ones. How pleased were you with the running game to be able to put up those kind of numbers?
I think it's going to be the staple of our offense going forward. It has been for the first 3 weeks. You know, you look at the stats, we were 35 for 229, 6.5 yards a carry. I mean, that's incredible. Evan Gray was unbelievable. He did a good job, you know, 3 or 4 times breaking that first tackle and getting, you know, 5-6 yards. And then a couple times the offensive line just blew the defensive line wide open, and he was able to run with the 81-yarder. So, I mean, I think if we can continue to run, control the clock a little bit, protect a young quarterback and a young skill group, then I think it's going to be advantageous for us to be successful going forward.
I want to switch a little bit. We haven't talked much about the defense, but Prince Smith with 13 tackles, a career high, and Pop Bush coming up with the first turnover of the season. You touched on earlier about how difficult it is to face that high-powered Rhode Island offense. How did you feel like your guys performed on that side of the ball?
Yeah, I mean, you look at Prince again. Keep everything inside and in front was the game plan. Bend but don't break, and he did a really good job. He was giving up some hitches to some explosive guys that have run after the catch ability. So he tackled extremely well. You know, Evan Horn had a really good day as well with 9 tackles. He had the 1 PFL. He had a forced fumble that they recovered. And then Pop Bush has been as tough and physical as a football player that we've had here through the first 3 weeks of the season. Obviously, that interception was a great job disguising man and then getting to the deep third and reading quarterback intentions and jumping up and high pointing that football. So, you know, I think that situation was big as well because, you know, we had turned the ball over and they didn't allow, you know, a URI to capitalize on that. We got the ball right back, and then we ultimately got a field goal out of it. So we won the points off turnover battle, which was huge.
Finally, before I let you go, you guys have been in some tough games and some close games, you know, with Holy Cross and then FIU, where you led in the third quarter. This game, when Rhode Island's able to score twice in the fourth quarter and get this tied up to win this game, how much does that help your team going forward and having the resiliency to pick up that win?
Yeah, it gives us a ton of confidence going forward. We felt like going into it this year, we had a shot to be a really good football team, even though we were young. And we knew we were going to take some bumps and bruises early on, and it was obviously a tough learning curve to go over to start. But the fact that they had the resilience and the fortitude to fight and to come back and win that game, I think it's going to give us some confidence going forward here. You know, obviously, this is a really tough one. We have to defend our home turf, you know, this week and continue to do a good job, you know, before we get back in the league play.
All right, Ricky, thanks so much for taking time with us today. Good luck Saturday against Duquesne, and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate you.
Thank you. All right.